My fellow Americans, happy Thanksgiving. At this time, we have so much to give thanks for. And more than anything, I wish to give thanks for the peace that still exists in the world today. However, that is a peace that is very much threatened by actions of the U.S. And I am calling on women especially to rise up in your networks and stand up to this war propaganda machine that is trying to inflame a situation in Korea today that could easily blow up into a major world war. It is what we face. It is the situation we face today. And I want you to look at it, how the militarism of the United States is threatening the peace in the world. You are being told a pack of lies about what happened in South Korea. Let me tell you what really happened in South Korea. There was a big meeting, a G20 meeting of countries in Seoul just a short time ago, in which the U.S. demanded that China and other countries support the U.S. dollar that is failing. This is the reality. The U.S. dollar is weakening because too many dollars have been printed by the Federal Reserve. And recently, the Federal Reserve printed $600 billion new dollars that everyone else in the world knows have no support. It's bogus money. This is a situation you face. Wake up, America. Wake up. We are going into a world war if you let the president and the Congress and the leaders, these criminal... I want it. It's not funny, people. I'm laughing because I sound like such a demagogue. But it's the reality, it's this really crazy science fiction reality that we're in, of the U.S. is so militarized and just carrying out war games all over the world like a giant on steroids, you know, that just is so aggressive. It's just looking for a fight somewhere and seeing where it can start up a fight somewhere. The real news is that China and Russia decided to go off the dollar as the foreign currency reserve. And every other country is probably going to follow suit very shortly. This is going to isolate the U.S. more than anything. It's going to destroy the economy. The economy is already destroyed. They've only been able to keep up a pretense of things being somewhat normal because the U.S. was the foreign currency reserve of the world. And it isn't anymore. At that G20 meeting in Seoul in October, China stood up to the U.S. and said, we are not going to change. We are not going to do what you dictate to us. And they got the support of all those other countries there, the G20. The U.S. was made to look weak and ineffectual. Face it. This is what is happening in the world of politics. And right now, the U.S. government, the people running things, our management, are ready to take us into war, world war. And they're going to use Korea as a proxy battlefield with a war with China. I am an American living in China. I have a little different perspective, maybe, from people who are really under all of the dynamics of mind control that are going on in the U.S. today, that will keep you just struggling for survival and trying to keep your head afloat and you're being fed a pack of lies about what's happening in the world. This is the time. You have to make your choice. You have to make a decision. What is our future going to be? Is it going to be a world at war with the U.S. being the most forceful, the most powerful military, killing people all over the world? Because I'll tell you right now, most of the countries in the world will rise up against the U.S. military in this kind of a war. And the U.S. is terribly isolated today. But you know what? It doesn't have to be this way. We could change the game. Women, I call on you to rise up in your networks and all the support networks every woman has made for herself and say, no, we're not going to do this. We're not going to allow it. I want you to think about Korea. I want you to think about the North Koreans with compassion, the poor cousin of the world. And they want to be respected, not condescended to, not dictated to, not have their country taken over. Actually, there's a movement towards a reunion of the Koreas that's been getting stronger. I saw some footage on TV here in China that was so moving that it made me cry. These old people, they let them reunite. This happened last month also. They were in their 80s. It's been over 50 years of families being separated, brothers and sisters, old people hugging each other. They had a reunion that they allowed at the mountain resort. And oh, the happiness, the joy on their faces to be with one another again. There's been a movement. South Korea offered a very comprehensive aid package to North Korea this last year to completely disarm and to come to the table, you know, and work together and be welcomed again into the international community. And there was a whole movement being supported by China and other countries to embrace North Korea, which is a very fragile country now. They went through a terrible cold winter, that Mongolia too. And the poor people there have been starving. And China has helped with food in these countries, sent, you know, busloads of food to help the poor people there. And what has the U.S. done? Nothing but intimidation, war games. And, you know, when that ship, you know, I'm not sure how to say it, the Chernon exploded, that was during war games that the U.S. was carrying on. And it has been threatening all of Asia with the USS George Washington, the big warship that could attack anyone with its, you know, weaponry. Here on the Asian coast, they've been sending it up and down the Asian coast ever since that happened for the last few months, and they've been aiming all these war games to intimidate North Korea. Actually, I read something in the Russian Times that it was South Korea who started this exchange by, as part of the war games. And they apologized. They didn't mean to hurt anybody in North Korea. And then North Korea really retaliated. Well, how does it know? It's been very threatened by these war games that have been going on. The U.S. is looking for a pretext to start a war in Korea. There is a whole peace movement of South Koreans who are trying to keep this from exploding into another war on their peninsula. They don't want it. I can't do a very quick consciousness raising in a short message like I want to keep this. But for the love of family, for the love of the world, for the love of humanity, please Do what you can. Raise your voice. Don't take part in this. Don't believe anything that they're telling you in the newspaper about South Korea. Yes, the U.S. is in a major crisis, but there is a way out, and it is through friendship and goodwill and reaching out to other countries for help. Instead of trying to force U.S. power and leadership on the rest of the world when it is not to the benefit of other people. Better yet, accept the rising power of Asia. This can bring balance to the world. We can go forward by changing the game of finance and economics and what happens, and making a new game that works better for everyone. It will begin with forgiveness. Let us give thanks today for the love in our hearts, for the spiritual coming together of people, of our interconnection, of our understanding that we must care for our earth. This is our home and it sustains us. And if we destroy it, we have no home. We cannot go on destroying each other and have our whole race of humanity survive. We must put an end to the wars. We must put an end to militarization. We must look at the kind of future that we want to create for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren. And I tell you that supporting the U.S. push to have a war in Korea today is not going to take us into the kind of future that most of us want. Most of the people in the world today, I think it's 99.95% of the people in the world today, want peace, prosperity, trade. They don't care if one country has more than others. They want everyone to have an equal chance to prosper. So look at every idea that you have and look at it. Maybe it's not true. Maybe you've been lied to all your life long. And your ideas that maybe the people in the U.S. are better than other people, that they deserve more than other people, that somehow they're superior to other people in the world. I want you to look at all of those words, all of those. I want you to look at all of those ideas and look at how they are not serving the future of the world or of humanity. And that there needs to be a new humility in how Americans approach other countries. And maybe we need a revolution. No, we don't need a revolution. We don't need more bloodshed. What we need is evolution. Please evolve. This is a call for everyone to evolve. And it is not going to come from the men. Let me tell you, women have to step into our power and say, boys, stop this. Fighting. It really is at that level. The mothers must raise their voices and say, this cannot go on. Really, this cannot go on. I'm going to separate you, and you're going to have to think about this. You're not going to be allowed to fight anymore. And I'm going to make you kiss and make up. Here is the voice of the mother. All right, I've said enough. I want you to think about what I've said. And think about how much you're being lied to.